Filbert was a monkey. He always hated mosquitoes because their noise always annoyed him. So one day he decided to get rid of them. And he made a plan and said that I will kill all the mosquitoes in the world. So he practiced shooting tiny things every day. And within 2 years, he became total confident at shooting tiny little things. So one day, he made an ambush, meaning he became hidden, and he pointed at mosquitoes while seeing them, and then he shot them repeatedly. So he shot a lot of mosquitoes, but it seemed that they outnumbered him and they became aware of him and they attacked him, and Filbert just fled for his dear life because the mosquitoes were thousands. There were thousands of mosquitoes there, and throughout the world, I think there are all millions of them. So Filbert, after a while, thought that this is not a good thing. I will not be successful at killing all the mosquitoes. I won't get rid of them anymore because they are so. They are a lot of mosquitoes. So he quit his job, the shooting mosquitoes, and they decided to, I will never bother them because nowadays it seems that they are afraid of me and they don't want to bother me. So he got involved in reading because he liked reading books. He read a lot of books, and we can call him a very well-read monkey. He read a lot of books, a lot of philosophic books, a lot of 19th century books like Dostoevsky, and he learned a lot from human behavior and humanity, and after a while he realized that the thing is that it is all within us. And it totally happens after reading a very famous book named The Lord of the Flies by William Golding. When he read this book, he realized that it's not the nature, it's not the fault of the nature and the mosquitoes and the animals. They are all creatures. It's all within us. This evil thing that we cannot live with each other in peace. And this is called Lord of the Flies. It's not the flies that annoy us, it's the Lord of Flies that annoys us. So after coming to this very great conclusion, he said that I will be friend with the nature. I will be friend with the nature and with the creatures, all of them. And after that, he called mosquitoes and he slew and he threw his gun down and he said, I won't ever fight with you again and let's be friend together. And mosquitoes were so happy because their life were not in danger anymore. And the monkey as well was so happy and glad. And they lived happily ever after. And they read a lot of books together.